You're listening to Vectis Radio on 104.6 FM and online. Thanks for being with us. It's the, what time is it? 13 minutes past five. So, strangely enough, it's our after five slot when we grab people who've already had a really full-on day and we make them sit in the studio and talk to me about various subjects. And tonight's special guest is Paul Jennings. Hello, Paul.
Good afternoon.
Greetings. And Paul is an extremely active member and has been for a long time at the Apollo Theatre, the wonderful Apollo Theatre in the Isle of Wight in Newport, just up the road. And we are chatting because I hear on the grapevine that some quite amazing transformation has taken place for the next production. So can you tell us all about it, Paul?
Yeah, very happy to. Since 1972, the Apollo has operated as a conventional theatre, as many people who have visited will know. It's a pretty little theatre, raked seating for the audience and a raised stage and conventional end window type presentation of productions. And with very little exception, we've maintained that format for the last 46 years. And this time we're trying to do something different. We put a program into our a play into our program called Bronte, which is the story of the Bronte sisters.
Yeah.
And the director, who goes into these things very deeply, read the play, visited the Bronte's house in Howarth, and came back rather puzzled as to how she was going to present this play.
Mm-hmm.
And one night she was in the theatre while we were doing some set building, and she said, I'm really struggling with this production. I can't see how to stage it in a conventional way. Really, it wants doing in the round, she said.
Okay.
Now, a few overexcited people happened to hear her say this, and we said, well, we can do that, or we can do something close to that.
Okay.
We can't quite do in the round, but we could put the audience on the stage and do the play where the audience normally sit. Divide the audience in half, put half on the stage, half in the main auditorium, and put the play on between them. Which sounded ever so simple to do, because just moving a few seats around would be no problem.
Yeah.
But when we started researching it, we realised that there was a problem with sight lines, so we had to build the stage up in front of where the front row of seats is normally at the theatre. We had to raise that area quite a long way to make it visible to all the people in the audience. In fact, we gave up on the balcony. We decided we wouldn't use the balcony for this show.
Yeah.
We would put the seats on the stage and add an extra row behind that, not made up for our normal seating. So that made up for losing one of the rows in the balcony.
Yeah.
So we've only just lost the one row.
Okay. So it's quite a major undertaking, this,
well,
isn't it?
The team of people who did this are normally coming to do set building, which is basically putting up flats, painting things, building odd roster and things like that.
Yeah.
But this is actually a piece of civil engineering. So it's quite a big structure.
Yeah. How long has it taken for you to do this?
We're about in the third week now. That's only two nights a week, but bits of weekends as well occasionally. But it's...
Okay. But just to be clear, so everybody understands, if you haven't been to the Apollo, it seats about, 130
odd,
including the balcony.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
There's quite a few rows of seats there.
Yeah.
So, and it's all, it's a traditional layout and has been for 46 years. Mm. But now, fantastic, you've all responded to this director's vision for a new play.
Yeah,
switched everything around.
We've got seating on the stage raked, so that if you're behind the front row, you can see over the top of the front row, hopefully.
Yeah.
And we've raised the stage about nearly 2 feet, all the area in front of the stage nearly 2 feet to make an acting area.
And sorry to interrupt you, but all done by volunteers.
Just done evenings by volunteers. And I have to say that the night we went in to do the build of raising the stage, we didn't actually know how we were going to do it. But inspiration suddenly arrived from somewhere, and a solution presented itself, and we just went ahead and did it.
And are you here because you're the person who's led that work?
I can't claim to have led it. I designed the set, the structure, the shape of it. You know, it's very easy on a computer, draw a box, and that's done.
Yeah.
But some rather other clever people got together, and between us we created it. So that's gone very well.
And I don't want to embarrass you, Paul, but you've been involved with the Apollo for a long, long time.
I was involved with the very first production of the Apollo. I wasn't involved in the conversion before the theatre opened, but I was involved in the very first production. So and with a bit of a break for children, I've been involved ever since, one way or another.
And has your role always been the backstage?
I've done set building, lighting. I used to do lighting and sound.
Yeah.
For a period of time, I was the director of the theatre.
Yeah.
And then had a break for children. Came back, got more involved just in set building, but also became a member of the trust that looks after the listed building and tries to preserve it and make sure we meet our objectives, which enable us to retain our charitable status.
Yeah.
And that's what I do. And also take photographs of all the productions as well. So and look after the archives.
Just fantastic. The amount of work you must put in.
Well, yes.
And you and many other people.
With the support of my wife, obviously.
Yeah.
After 46 years, I've just about got used to it.
And for anybody who's interested in the play itself, can you tell us a little bit about that?
I mean, the reason I think Di Evans, the director, was having trouble visualising it was that it's not a linear story. It's a series of episodes going forward and backwards in time. And it exists in the story, or the presentation exists in the house where they live, but also in their minds and in their memories.
Okay.
So we go back in time to some of the things in their childhood. We some of the characters they generated or they invented appear in the production as well.
Okay.
All played by a very small cast, so you have people swapping roles and duplicating roles throughout the production. So it makes it very fast moving and very exciting, and it does work very well on this big square space we've got, rectangular space, with the audience on both sides, so everybody is very close to what's going on.
So from an audience point of view, it's you're really up close.
Yes,
and
you are,
you're
yeah.
far more intimate atmosphere. The whole environment changes, doesn't it?
And of course, you've got the actors have got the challenge of playing not only forward, but they've got to play backwards as well. So they've got to make the whole thing work. I mean, that's not unusual these days in theatre, but it's new for us. So it's a new challenge for the actors as well as anybody else.
And all credits to the Apollo for doing it.
Yeah. Can I just mention one point? To do with the construction. One of the things we've had to do is to maintain access for wheelchairs.
Yeah.
And with this structure in the area where the wheelchairs normally sit, we have just about managed to achieve that.
Okay.
So we can accept wheelchair audience members in wheelchairs. And we've got disabled toilets and things like that as well, as regular customers will know. But we have solved that problem, I think.
Fantastic. Mm. Okay, Paul. So the show itself opens on the 8th of February.
Yes, it does.
I think I've got my facts right. It runs from the 8th to the 16th of Feb, 7:30 at night, but there's no shows on a Sunday or a Monday.
No.
And if you want to get a ticket for the show, which is called Bronte by Polly Teal, you can call the box office on Isle of Wight 210010 or book online at the Apollo Theatre's website.
And one other new experience now, because there's now a coffee morning every Saturday at the theatre, the box office is now open at the theatre every Saturday morning.
Oh, okay.
From 10 till 12.
That's good to know.
That's a new thing.
So every single Saturday, whether there's a play on or not, the box office will be open.
And the idea of that is that people can come along and have a tour of the theatre if they wish, have a cup of coffee and a cake, talk to the members of the theatre who happen to be there. So if you're interested in the theatre, come on. It's an amazing number of people we meet who say, I've never been in this building.
Yeah, I know.
And they're astounded when they walk in and there's a little theatre inside.
I know. It's a little gem, the Apollo, it is. It really is. Okay. Absolutely. Well, you must be very proud of your work, Paul.
Well, yes. I'm
is it finished, by the
not
way?
Not quite. It's never quite finished until the very last
Well,
the
you're a
night.
Perfectionist, I suspect, aren't you?
But,
okay. So are you going there tonight? Are you working there
no.
tonight?
No. Oh, I'm delivering some props there tonight. So I'm not actually working tonight. They're rehearsing, so I shall go and see if Di's there and see how she's getting on.
So no night off for you?
No. I like to see how it's going. I like to watch the rehearsals occasionally, not too much. But I know the lighting guides have had to change a lot as well.
Yeah, I imagine.
And getting the sound in the right place is quite a challenge. But the lighting, of course, we don't cover that area very well with our normal lighting rig.
Yeah.
So we've had to extend the lighting rig.
Okay.
So that's another challenge.
Way, fantastic.
Keeps everyone on their toes.
Yeah, exciting stuff. Oh, thanks so much for coming in, Paul, telling us all about it. That's Bronte. That's Bronte at the Apollo from the 8th to 16th of February. Just forget Sundays and Mondays because the play isn't on those nights. Tickets from the Apollo Theatre website. The box office is open every Saturday morning. Or you can call 210010 and book a ticket that way. Okay, that's it. We're done. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.